Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
What?
Good morning.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody?
Oh, I think we know. I think we know what's going on.
What happened now?
I think we know.
You talking about the UConn ladies winning over the black coach in Syracuse?
Not just winning. They, if you had not stepped into it, they would have won, maybe. But they rolled over Syracuse
as expected.
No, those
ladies could beat the Lakers.
Okay.
Everybody knew that.
You've squashed a dream here.
There was no dream.
There was a dream. Syracuse, Coach Q and the ladies of Syracuse had a dream.
Yeah. And they made it to the finals.
That was a dream.
Darn well they didn't dream they were going to beat UConn.
Yeah, they did. They believed, and I believe with
they hoped. But I don't think they actually dreamed.
They did. How else could they have gotten there, Tom? Without a dream.
And they got there with a dream. Mm-hmm. They didn't dream they were going to win.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
But the dream, dream died last night.
And the Texans are really mean this morning.
And they should be. They should be.
You're wanted in 3 states, dead or alive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
First of all, there's New York now.
Yeah.
There's North Carolina. And denial.
And denial? The state of denial.
State of denial.
Okay. All right. Well, it's you know. Let's move on.
Why should we wallow in this? I know.
Okay. Ken Smuckler coming up at the break, and to talk about yesterday's big time results.
Big win for the two. Also, Rands there, as some are saying, but a big mo for the two candidates that won. Ted Cruz, get ready
for the Smuck Report. It's coming up in 5 minutes,
but
10 minutes.
Just to tell you, though, that Ted Cruz did win.
Yeah.
And he says either before Cleveland but by the time they get to the convention in Cleveland, he will be the Republican nominee.
Good luck to you.
And Sanders has a lot of momentum. He's won 7 of the last 8 contests.
Momentum.
Big mo for the burn. Can you feel the burn?
I can't wait for the Smuck Report coming up in 10 minutes. Yeah. Here's a woman in Oklahoma who went to the buffet, the salad buffet, used her hands. And then the officer
got caught. I'm surprised that you don't have more reports of that, people using their hands. I really am.
You've seen it?
I've not seen it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
So she used her hands to get the salad from the salad bar. Mm. And off-duty policeman came over and said, lady, you can't do that. She shoved the police officer, and then she was arrested. She was...
Well, was she shoved? Was she arrested for shoving, or was she arrested for using her hands?
Okay.
Or was she arrested for tossing the salad?
Oh, my God. That's what I was waiting for. I hope we can get past that.
Set me up like that, right?
Here's a United Airlines flight attendant. She pulled the emergency slide and tossed her purse, slid down, and walked away from her job. In Sacramento. Yeah, that's how she quit.
It looks like a lot of fun, though. It really does.
But it's a plane. It's not an amusement park.
I know what you're saying, Sid, but you see, you're sitting right there, and you're waiting for people to get off very slowly, and that door is right there.
And she deployed the evacuation chute. She tossed her purse out the plane. Then she slid down. The Boeing 737, and casually just walked away.
Kiss my ass.
Here's a fool in Queens, 33-year-old thief, and he snatched the iPhone from a 13-year-old and fled, and oh boy, he ran onto the tracks and got hit by a subway train. the F train.
And yes, he was.
And that train, he didn't die, but he was pretty effed up.
It was the F train.
Yeah. Apple a day don't keep a train away, that's for damn sure. That's funny. That's just something you like to see.
That's like a Funny or Die sketch. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, just,
you wish there was video.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Hey, get
wow. Snatch that 13-year-old boy's iPhone and ran right into the F train. Right eight o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, what a way to start your day.
Yeah.
Right into the express.
Oh, that's funny. That's something you just got to have on video right there, man.
Here's a woman who sassed a flight attendant and was wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. And the flight attendant...
I don't think it's fair to say she sassed her. Go
according,
ahead, go,
according
go ahead
to
the story.
It's not fair to say that she sassed her because she didn't. But flight attendants have too much power.
Yeah, power, man.
So...
Yeah.
The flight attendant said that she felt threatened while she was trying to explain to the person in the exit row who couldn't speak English that they couldn't sit there, and this sister, she
said something.
She said something, so the flight attendant went and got her supervisor and said that she felt threatened and put her off the plane, put her on the no fly list. Mm-hmm. She was stuck with no money. In the airport, trying to get home. And she had on a Black Lives Matter T-shirt.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that she questioned, and so sassing and you can't categorize feeling threatened anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is what they use now to get people off.
She should have went out on that slide.
That's what she should have done.
If she could have.
You have to learn. When they say something to you, you want to get to your destination, shut your mouth. Because they will put you off the plane. They are not playing up there. They're not. They're just, okay, whatever.
And anything.
Say it now, when you land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say it when you land.
Yeah. Or when you get home. Kiss my ass when you get home.
But we've had other stories where people have been kicked off and it is.
Just shut up, right? You're right. Just be quiet.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying just
no,
shut
no,
up.
No, I'm saying you just, yeah.
But that's what they're saying to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're customers.
Yeah.
You know?
We're customers.
You're in New York and you want to get to L.A., just, okay.
Write it down.
Yeah, right.
Tweet it after you land.
Write very strong,
son of a... And then rip it up into shreds.
And then eat it. It's better than any snack you're going to get.